Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this hour's news update is being brought to you by Louisville Smoke in Port Hope. With signature specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and now featuring pasta nights every Thursday night now through April, 4711 Kindy Road in Port Hope. Brown City officials are applying for a grant to help with the repair. The council approved applying for a Michigan PAR plan grant for $4,000. If the request is granted, the money will be used to repair the fence around the city's water tower facility. During discussion about the grant, it was noted there are some areas in the fence that are not connected to the support poles. The council felt repairing the fence was important to keep the public from getting in and damaging the city's water supply. In other city matters, the Maple Street Stormwater Project will be starting soon. The residents will be sent a notification letter before the project starts. And during the last Otter Lake Village meeting, an audience member suggested a minor change could be helpful and beneficial. The man presented the council with a copy of a partial survey showing a 66-foot ingress and egress easement over the Southern Link Trailway from Washburn Road to the properties on the east side of the trailway. The Southern Links Trailway is a 10-mile rail trail that connects the communities of Columbiaville, Otter Lake, and Millington. The man expressed his dissatisfaction with the 32-foot width between the traffic control bollards installed on the trailway. He feels the south bollards should be moved 20 feet south, allowing 52 feet between them. He is concerned about vehicles having to make a 90-degree turn immediately after crossing the trailway, and that making the change would be safer. He requested that the village write a letter to the Southern Link Trailway Management Council requesting a change. They move the south bollards. The council asked the man to put his concerns and requests in writing, and that Elon Demchat, who is the village's representative on the South Link Trailway Management Council, would present his proposal to them. And when we come back after this Louisville Smoke sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Get all you can eat pasta and garlic bread for only $17. Pasta nights are here for the winter and spring season at Louisville Smoke in Port Hope. 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. every Thursday, the second Thursday in September to the last Thursday of April. That's right, all you can eat pasta and all you can eat garlic bread for just $17 each. Grocery prices may have skyrocketed, but not at Louisville Smoke. And don't worry, they still offer their full regular menu as well, assembled and cooked right in front of you, or fill out the checklist and create your one-of-a-kind dish with hundreds of possible combinations. Choose from 10 different fresh, never-frozen veggies, 7 fresh, never-frozen proteins, with house-made meatballs, shrimp, blackened chicken, mussels, and more. 9 varieties of pasta, including stuffed pastas like tortellini and ravioli. Then finish it off with your choice of 8 sauces. Louisville Smoke takes pride in using fresh meats, house-made appetizers, homemade sauces, rubs, spice mixes, beef tallow for their fryers, real butter, and real cheese, and fresh, never-frozen produce. Make Thursday night's pasta night at Louisville Smoke in Port Hope, 4711 Kindy Road. See you there.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news in Washington, a senior official in President Donald Trump's administration says Oracle will receive a copy of TikTok's algorithm to operate for U.S. users. The decision addresses U.S. national security concerns over the China-based social media platform. The algorithm recommends videos and has been a key issue in negotiations between Washington and Beijing. The Trump administration official insisted on anonymity Monday and said the plan aims to prevent potential manipulation of addictive content. Full details on investors haven't been released, but private equity firm Silver Lake is confirmed as part of the investment group. Then President Joe Biden signed legislation requiring ByteDance to sell its assets to the American company. And in international news in Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced that Moscow will adhere to nuclear arms limits for one more year after the last remaining nuclear pact with the U.S. expires. The 2010 New START treaty is set to expire in February. Putin on Monday emphasized the importance of maintaining the status quo to avoid a strategic arms race. He urged the U.S. to follow suit and warned against actions that could disrupt the balance of deterrence. The treaty limits each country to 1,550 deployed nuclear warheads and 700 deployed missiles and bombers. And that was your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, 24/7 at thumbnet.net. And that news update was brought to you by Louisville Smoke in Port Hope with signature specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and now featuring pasta nights every Thursday night, now through April. 4711 Kindy Road in Port Hope.